请咱阿头三个祈祷。
Let's all pray。
听完被上帝感谢你，搁一摆引出完，到底你面前伫遮来阿罗敬拜你。
Hello, Father. Thank you for bringing us in front of you to praise and worship you again.
主你一定来开启我的目睭，来了解主你话语中的奥妙。
May your Spirit open the eyes of our hearts so we can understand the mystery of your word.
你平安稳定来享受别人的心中。
And grant us your peace and grace.
祈祷靠主的圣名。
Praise in Jesus' name.
Amen. 彼得·高姆斯以前哈佛大学啊纪念教会的牧师。
Reverend Peter Gomes, he was a former pastor at the Harvard University's Memorial Church. In 2001, he was invited to England to preach at the church where Queen Elizabeth II and the Queen Mother was attending.
Peter Gomes 牧师讲到以后，也受邀请啊，甲这个 The Queen Mother 吼，这个皇太后啊，因在王家大家一聚啊，交谊。
And after the sermon, he was also invited to the social events with the royal family.
啊，在这个交谊中间 ，The Queen Mother 呢，甲这个牧师安尼讲。原来伊个讲道，讲伊只囡仔只个讲道，讲了实在是真好。啊，你无同意吗
？So in their conversation, the Queen Mother remarked, "How excellent the sermon had been. Don't you agree?"
啊，当然，牧师伫这个情况的下面，底下当然赞同啦。
And Reverend Gomes he agreed under that circumstance.
刷入去这个 The Queen Mother 安尼啊，刷入去讲。伫礼拜日，伫这个礼拜日呢，我真爱听到一挂只个富的消息。你讲点是安尼
？And then the Queen Mother remarked further, "I do like a bit of good news on Sunday, don't you?"
啊，这个牧师已经感激这个啊皇太后呢啊对伊所提醒啊，伫礼拜日的中间。安怎来分享耶稣基督好的消息、好的福音
？And Reverend Gomes was really appreciative of the Queen Mother's comments and reminded him to bring the good news gospel to on Sundays to the suffering world.
在这个苦难的世界里面，咱安怎来得到耶稣基督的好消息
？And how do we receive this good news from Jesus in this world?
耶稣在约翰第二章第一节到十一节的里面记载讲，伊拄出来传道所行第一的神迹。
In Scripture in John 2, verses 1 through 11, describe the first sign that Jesus performed when he started preaching.
第十一节的所在，安尼讲，这是耶稣所行第一的神迹，是伫加利利的加拿城行的。啊，这个事显明了伊的荣耀，伊的温度也拢信伊。
In 2:11, what Jesus did here in Cana of Galilee was the first of the signs through which he revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him.
耶稣拄出来传道，伊所行的第一个神迹，这个结果啊，真正好，也显示了伊的荣耀，并且伊这学生也拢信伊。
He had a really positive result from performing this first sign. It revealed his glory, and his disciples also believed in him.
咱来想讲，如果你若要来开一个新的公司
，So let's imagine we're starting a new company.
你将要如何来选择第一个公开的展现，予人来知影你的公司呢
？And how do you choose to give your first public presentation?
你一定啊，计划设计非常的周全详细，因为这个啊，就是要来表现讲你所要来做的是什么话。
You must have been very well prepared because this is going to show what you're about to do.
耶稣伊拄出来要做传道的时间，伊所选择的啊，就是伫一个婚礼宴席的内面来行圣洁，将水变作酒。
And to start Jesus' ministry, he chose to turn water into wine at a wedding feast.
依照約翰福音，耶穌為什麼來選擇用超自然的能力將水來變作酒來展開伊的事工呢？
So why did Jesus choose to use the supernatural powers to turn water into wine to start his ministry?
伊所要帶來這個苦難的世界是什麼好的消息呢？
What was this good news that he wanted to bring to this world?
假如這個 Mother Queen也唔望讲，会当伫即个苦难的世界的内面，来听到更加多的即对上帝遐来的好消息。
Just like what Mother Queen said, hoping to hear more about good news from the Lord and just for the suffering world.
所以，咱对约翰第二章第一节到十一节，共同来领受上帝话语，头一点就是基督的掌权。
So from the scripture we just read, the first message is the reign of Christ. So Jesus took the form of flesh, hoping to bring light, hope, and joy back into this world of darkness. In traditional Jewish culture, emphasize, prioritize family and community over individuals. It's also the same with our Eastern culture. And we could also see us from just how we call our names.
在亞洲東方，咱將姓擺在頭前，將咱的名擺在後面。
In our culture, we put our last name first and first name last.
我的姓是地，名原文姓擺在頭前，名擺在後面。
And my last name is Chi, so I put that first.
那啲姓的習慣就是名原文擺頭前，姓地擺後面。
The vice versa with the Western culture.
所以在东方家族的姓摆在头前，这个姓比个人更加要紧。
So in Eastern culture, with the last name first, this last name is more important than just ourselves.
有一句俗语讲，光宗耀祖。
And there's a common adage saying to honor our ancestors.
个人的存在意义就是要带来荣耀家族祖先。
And the purpose of our existence is to bring glory to our ancestors. So in this way, the Jewish culture is very similar to the Eastern culture. So the marriage in Jewish, to a Jewish couple, is not just to celebrate their union, but it's also celebrate the entire family and the community as well.
圣经学者研究的古早时阵犹太人因的这个婚礼宴席，时常差不多拢一礼拜久遐长。
And according to studies, this celebration usually lasts about a week.
约翰第二章第十到第二节，安尼讲，过了两日，伫加利利的加拉城，有人举行婚礼，耶稣的老母也伫遐，耶稣甲伊的门徒也接受邀请去参加婚宴。
And then we read in the first two verses, on the third day, a wedding took place in Cana of Galilee. Jesus' mother was there, and Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding.
伫约翰第一章。第二讲起等耶稣来就和腓力甲拿单亚两个人来做门徒了的第二日，耶稣甲伊的门徒受邀请来参加的这个婚宴，耶稣的老母也伫内面，有可能这个家庭甲耶稣的老母有一寡这亲戚的关系。
So if we read also John chapter 1, we know that this is only the second day after Jesus called Philip and Nathaniel. To follow him. So after that, they went to to join this feast, and his Jesus' mother was also there, so likely they're related.
约翰第二章第三十讲，酒饮完了，耶稣的老母甲耶稣讲，因无酒了。
So in verse 3 continues to say, when the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, to Jesus, they have no more wine.
在旧约的里面，酒代表祝福啊，悲伤甲喜乐。
And in the Old Testament Bible, wine represents blessing, goodness, and joy.
And to be
running out of wine during a wedding reception is such a big embarrassment to the couple, the newlywed couple. When Jesus just arrived and the wine just ran out. So Jesus' mother told him there's no more wine, and Jesus' mother knew that Jesus can resolve this.
第二章第四节，耶稣讲：“老母，请你卖勉强我做什么？我的时节也未到呢。”
But Jesus replied in verse 4, "Women, why do you involve me? My hour has not yet come." What does it mean when Jesus said, "My hour has not yet come"? Multiple times through the book of John, John used the term hour to represent Jesus Christ's death on the cross. So two examples here. For, John 7:30, at this, they tried to seize him, but no one laid a hand on him, because his hour has not yet come.
第八章二十节讲，这话是耶稣在圣殿的库房来教导人的时阵讲的。啊，当时无人抓伊，因为伊的时节也未到。
Also in John 8:20, he spoke these words while teaching in the temple courts near the place where the offerings were put. Yet no one sees him because his hour had not yet come. So Jesus' mother asked Jesus to get more wine. So how did Jesus think about his hour on the cross?
意思就是讲，耶稣解决这个婚姻中无酒的代志，那是安尼，这是甲伊的死中直接关
系。It's implying these two incidents are actually related. Not having wine and his hour, there's a direct relationship.
所以耶稣对伊的老母回答安尼讲：“老母，我的时间也未到呢。”
So when Jesus' mother told when Jesus told his mother, "Mother, my hour has not yet come."
意思也当佮安尼讲，讲老母，我也无准备要死呢。
And we could paraphrase this, also him saying, "Mother, I'm not ready to die."
耶稣所谓古言的信者，上天已交伫这个世界所欲完成的使命。
The signs that Jesus performed also represents the mission he needed to complete in this world.
在婚宴中间，无酒代表真见笑，啊，丧失了喜乐。
So running out of wine at a wedding is an embarrassment, also a loss of joy.
在上天世界处的罪恶的见笑的中间。
It means that the world is ashamed because we're in sin.
并且丧失了喜乐。
And also, the world has lost joy.
耶稣在婚宴的中间来行新迹，啊，就是有酒通饮，安尼新郎甲新娘家族就无失去了面子，就会当来恢复喜乐的庆祝。
And to turn water into wine also helps the groom and the bride not to lose face and also restore that joy.
所以耶稣首先去看到世界处在这个罪恶的关系的下面，
So what Jesus saw was that this world was under the constraint of sin and we lost that true peace and joy in God.
所以如果耶稣能够再来恢复，和这个世界人对上帝耶稣得来的这个喜乐来夺去，啊罪恶所带来的见效的时阵，安尼耶稣必须都要上十字架顶去为着人的罪来死。So
if Jesus were to restore that joy from above, to remove the shame of the sin, Jesus had to die on the cross.
也因安尼，耶稣在十字架顶的死中。
And his Jesus crucifixion also was able to bring the true blessing, true goodness and joy to people.
So
So this first sign that Jesus performed also foreshadowed the mission, the important mission that Jesus was to complete in this world. And to turn water into wine so everyone can continue to enjoy that joy. So Jesus' mother commanded the servants that do whatever Jesus asked him to do. So also in John 2:6, nearby stood six stone water jars, the kind used by the Jews for ceremonial washing, each holding from 20 to 30 gallons.
这总共差不多会当六个红堆咧158.4加仑。
So that is about equivalent to 158 gallons.
那为什么伫婚礼的这个厝内面摆遐尼多的酒红呢？
So why have so many jars in the house?
为着犹太人要行洁净的礼的时阵要用。
And it's really for them to cleanse themselves. They think everyone is sinful before the Lord. And everyone's unclean. And that's why they prepare so many ceremonies to use water to cleanse their limbs. And this scripture tells us that we're all sinners. And in front of the Lord, we're all unclean. And we all need the salvation, the grace of salvation. The Bible tells us there's not one righteous person, not even one. There's no one that does good, not even one. And of course, if we compare ourselves to the complete righteousness of God, our righteousness is nothing. And to compare our good to the goodness of God, our good is trivial. So the Bible tells us not even one righteous man, not even one. And in front of the Lord, we're all sinners.
Adolf 艾希曼是纳粹党大屠杀的设计者之一。
Adolf Eichmann, he's one of the Nazi architects of the Holocaust.
Eichmann 伫第一次世界大战以后逃到伫南美，啊，伫1960年受虐，带到转到伫以色列，伫遐受审判，啊，受判死刑。
So Eichmann, he ran away to South America after the Second World War, but he was arrested in 1960 and brought back to Israel for trial, and he was sentenced to death. And during the trial, there were many witnesses in the courtroom testifying his evil acts in the concentration
camps.
And one of the witnesses, his name was Yehiel Denuer. And when he came out to testify, he saw Eichmann sitting in the glass booth, and he just collapsed and fell apart.
Michael Wallace 甲伊訪問，講伊在法庭的頂面為什麼在遐來崩潰。
And then afterwards, at the 60 Minutes interview by Mike Wallace, he was asked, why did he break down in the courtroom?
Michael 甲伊問講，你是不是因為安尼受痛苦的回憶所贏過去的？
He was asked, were you overwhelmed by the painful memories?
Yes, 讲你心内充满着怨恨。
Were you filled with hatred?
甚至这个就是你崩溃落去的原因。
Is that why you collapsed?
耶稣讲，不是安尼。
So Yehiel replied, "No, that's not."
一回答，可能震惊我的是记者甲全世界的人。
And his response really shocked Wallace and also the Western people.
伊安尼讲，伊受迄个强烈的情绪所赢过，乃是因为伊去了解着讲，艾希曼并唔是一个什么恶魔，伊乃是一个平常的人来听。
He said he was overcome by the realization that Eichmann was not some demon, but was an ordinary human being.
所以伊讲，我惊我家己。我看到我家己也可能做出亲像伊所做诶代志出来。
And that I was afraid about myself. I saw that I also am capable to do this exactly like him.
当然，咱可以选择安尼讲，咱无亲像纳粹人当时所做出遐尼邪恶、遐尼重大诶罪恶，杀死几啊百万诶犹太人。
And of course, we could choose to say we'll never be as evil as the Nazis.
And
we won't ever do what they've done. But just like what Yehiel observed, he saw that sinful nature in every single one of us.
本来是一个普通人来追求伊个生涯个工作。
Just like Eichmann, he was just an ordinary person going after his career.
但是最后受邪恶所赢，来做出遐尼大来违背人性个代志。
But he was overcome by evil and did so many things against human nature.
约翰第二章尾啊，二十五节的所在，安尼讲，啊，伊就是耶稣，无需要人甲伊讲关于人性的事，因为伊洞悉了解人的内心。
And John 2:25 tells us that he, Jesus, did not need any testimony about mankind, for he knew what was in each person.
意思，耶稣知影人的心的邪恶。
Jesus knew the evilness of our heart.
你到底这个世界要来代替人赎罪，来更新咱的生命，会当来活出上帝伊的公义、圣洁、甘甜。
And you came to this world to really take upon the burden of our sins, to renew our lives, so that we could live out the love and righteousness of God.
约翰第二章第七节第八节继续安尼讲，耶稣对仆人讲，将水缸装满了水，因就倒水入缸，直到缸口。耶稣佫讲的，现在可以邀一挂出来送予管宴席的人，因就送去。
Verse 2:7-8, Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, "Now draw some out and take it to the master of the banquet." They did so.
耶稣已经行了神迹，水已经变作酒，所以伊叫仆人用一挂去予管宴席的人来试看卖。
And Jesus already performed a sign, and water has turned into wine. So he asked his servant to bring some to be tasted by the master of the banquet.
第九节、第十节，安尼讲管宴席的尝了、试了，也已经变成做。酒的水，唔知影这酒对打落来啊，用水的仆人却知影，因为安尼叫新郎来对伊讲，别人拢是先摆好酒，等人客啉够了，才将普通的酒摆上，你却将好酒留到现在。
Continues in verse 9 and 10, and the master of the banquet tasted the water that had been turned into wine. He did not realize where it had come from.Though the servants who had drawn the water knew, then he called the bridegroom aside and said, "Everyone brings out the choice wine first, and then the cheaper wine after the guests have had too much to drink. But you've saved the best till now."
When in Shai Lan, when I see Jiang Guan Lai Cutting, a Taka long Gao Jiu Tangolim, Taka the Enway Dongan, Jin Ho, a Jack Gao Yi.
So the master is there to make sure that everyone has enough to drink and that everyone could have a good time. His purpose is to make this party great. And after turning water into wine, the role of Jesus changed.
And
he became the master of the banquet.
人感谢主，耶稣基督伊到伫世间来，就是扮演这个掌权的角色，伊采取主动的态度到这世间来，为着咱世间人的罪来牺牲，也因为安尼，咱会当来享受伫上帝国内面的喜乐。
We thank the Lord that Jesus he came to this world to take that role of the Master, that practically he came and sacrifice his life for our sins so that we can enjoy the joy in God's kingdom.
The
second message is Christ's abundant grace. So after Jesus turned water into wine, the guests were asking, why did they save the best wine until later? Saying, why were you being so thrifty not to put out the good wine first?
当然，新郎唔知啊，这背后所发生之一切的代志。
And of course, the groom wasn't aware of what happened.
耶稣当时叫这些仆人将六个石红的水底下来装甲，满甲这个缸的口，遐水变作上好的酒，底下来上天空。主要让咱得到伊的稳定，底下真讲到满出来同款这种的喜乐。
Jesus asked the servants to fill the jars with water till the brim, and then turn it into wine. It signifies that the Lord wants us to be filled with His grace and joy.
有一个故事讲，有一个囡仔甲阿妈去做礼拜，啊，坐伫阿妈的边啊。
So there's a story that there's a young child going to the church with his grandma and sitting next to the grandma.
啊，这个囡仔看到伊另外一个朋友坐伫安尼，啊，佮另外一排的顶面。
And the child saw his friend sitting in the other row.
啊，这个囡仔就对爸爸这个朋友伫安尼笑一下安尼。
So then he smiled to them.
哎呀，妈看到第二个怕这个讲，别生你笑。
The grandma saw that and slapped his hand and said, "Quit that grinning."
你干嘛别生安尼笑
？And don't smile like that in church.
啊，以前这个牛津大学新学院的一个教授真出名，叫做这个 William Spooner 啊博士。
So there's a famous professor at the New College in Oxford. His name is Reverend William Spooner.
啊，伊一个真出名的错误，啊，就是讲，啊，伊来咧吼，讲这个福音，吼，讲这是一个啊喜乐的消息的福音，讲 the cheerful tidings of the gospel.
And he misspoke one time, got and became really famous. He meant to say the cheerful tidings of the gospel.
啊，即个英语读到读咧较接近的意思，吼。啊，变成就是讲 the tearful tidings of the gospel， 讲流目屎谴责的福音。
But then he misspoke and said the tearful tidings of the gospel。
那意思完全的啥都换。
And the meanings were completely changed。
本来是要讲这个真正欢喜快乐啊喜乐的这个福音，所变成就哇，这是流目屎谴责的福音。
He meant to say what a wonderful joyful news, but it became a tearful and reprimanding news.
当然，咱面对耶稣基督的真理、圣灵的感动，和咱为着咱的罪来忧伤悔改，最后就是带来了上帝遐来的喜乐。所以，因安尼，耶稣基督的福音就是一个带来咱喜乐。
And of course, initially when we're moved by the Holy Spirit, we should be sad for our sins but, and repent, but then that ultimately will bring joy. So the purpose of the gospel is to bring us joy. And to experience God, we should be experiencing that abundant grace and not always just in a serious and intense condition. And John 15 tells us that he loves us just like the Father God loves him.
我甲恁讲这个事，是要爱恁得到我的喜乐，和恁的喜乐会当满出来。
In John 15:11, I've told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete.
啊，当日耶稣将水来啊变作酒，人去坐伫喜乐的宴席的内面来饮这个上好的酒。啊，耶稣坐伫迄中间。却来藏着，来试着将来是不是个会苦悲的滋味，为着要带来了世间人真正的喜乐。
Now that day, Jesus turned water into the best wine, and all the guests at the banquet were enjoying the good wine. But at the same time, Jesus himself was tasting that suffering cup that he is about to face on the cross to bring the true joy to people.
耶稣在婚礼宴席中间，事先啊去看到伊将来要为着世间人所完成的大事。
And at the banquet, Jesus already saw that what he was about to complete for people.
为着要带来咱世间人满出来稳定甲喜乐，伊已经准备好伊的心，要来面对十字架的道路。
And to prepare, to bring us the abundant grace and joy, he's already prepared his heart.The path to the cross.
在一个真出名的文学的作品啊，《双城记》的里面，来描写讲有两个人，一个啊，Sidney Carton， 甲 Charles Darwin 相识，爱上一个查某囡仔。
And the famous novel Tale of Two Cities talks about two men, Sidney Carton and Charles Darnay, fell in love with the same woman. But this lady chose to marry Charles and they had a child. And toward the end of the book, Charles was arrested and he was going to be sentenced to death within
24 hours.
Sidney actually physically resembles Charles a lot, so he went into the prison to knock out Charles, and Sidney and his friends, they brought Charles out of the prison to a safe place, and him himself put on Charles' clothes, and he was ready to die for Charles. And also in the prison, there was a female prisoner who was about to be sent to the guillotine as well. And she approached Charles and was seeking for some comfort. But she recognized that this person wasn't Charles. So she whispered to him, "Are you dying for him?" So Sidney quickly hushed her and told her that not only for him, but also for his wife and child. So then the female prisoner asked him, "Would you let me hold your brave hand, stranger?" This female prisoner, she was moved to know that the stranger was dying for someone else and not for him. This gave her a lot of courage to face the final her death. So today we know that Jesus came to this world to personally die for us. And this sacrificial, shouldn't this move us even more, give us more courage to face our lives? And because of Jesus, him being the sacrificial lamb for us, that we could again become God's children and experience the abundant grace and joy from God. And finally, the eternal union with Christ. So the sign of turning water into wine tells us that Jesus can take what is ordinary and make it extraordinary.
水本来是无味的。
And water is tasteless.
但是耶稣却将伊来变成做芬芳、真味、真水、真香的酒。
But then Jesus could turn it into good wine with, filled with aroma.
咱因着信靠耶稣基督，咱的生命得到改变，因为安尼，咱的人生会当充满着盼望甲喜乐。
And we can only change our lives if we trust in the Lord so that we can be filled with hope and also purpose. Because we know Jesus Christ is guiding our lives just like a good shepherd guiding the herd and to provide the best for the herd.
相关主题，咱的人生的中间，咱信靠伊，咱的相信伊，伫咱的心中要做上好的供应甲照顾，因为安尼，咱对上帝也得到伊所享受的平安甲喜乐。
And also in our lives, we know that the Lord will give us the best providence so that we could have that peace and joy.
上帝在耶稣基督内面，道成肉体，到伫这世间，唔忙咱每一个人拢会当倒转来进入伫伊的国度的内面。
Jesus took taking the form of flesh. He's hoping that all people will return to God's kingdom.
伊爱咱拢伫伊的保护、照顾、引带内面，伫伊厝内内面来享受伊的喜乐。
So that we could be under His protection and enjoy that joy in God's kingdom.
美国出名的文学家海明威来写一个故事，有一个囡仔叫做 Paco。
And Ernest Hemingway is a famous writer, and he once wrote a story about a child named Paco.
这个囡仔来得罪着伊的老爸。
And this child offended his father.
后来，伊就到了这个西班牙这个马德里。
And ran away to Madrid.
这个 Pico 的老爸后来知影讲，伊的囝到了这个马德里的所在，所以就去阿要找伊。
And Paco's father found out about his whereabouts and went to Madrid to look for him.
一直拢无多找着伊的囝。
But couldn't find him.
最后伫报纸的广告内面，安尼广告讲 ，Pico， 伫 Hotel Montana， 伫来见我，中昼十二点，礼拜日。一切拢下面了，啪啪。
So he decided to take out an ad, and the ad said, "Paco, meet me at the Hotel Montana, 12 noon Tuesday. All is forgiven, Papa."
约定的时间一到，老爸到伫这个旅馆的时阵，发现着讲伫这个旅馆的大厅啊，挤个人满满，800个少年囡仔，因的名拢是 Paco。
When the time arrived, Paco's dad went to the hotel, and he found the lobby filled with hundreds of young people, and they're all called named Paco.
大文豪海明威的笔下，来描写咱的心灵的深处，拢渴望会当来得到一种的下面。
Hemingway's story pointed out that deeply in our hearts, we're all looking for some kind of forgiveness.
圣经的内面，甲咱讲，咱世间人拢得罪着了上帝。
And Bible tells us that we all transgress against God.
耶稣叫咱来称呼上帝做天父。
And Jesus asks us to call God our heavenly Father.
咱的天父伫耶稣基督的内面，无条件来赦免咱的罪过。
Now our heavenly Father is willing to unconditionally forgive our sins in Jesus Christ.
上帝在耶稣基督的内面，要来接纳咱每一个人，来成做伊的子子。
And then Jesus Christ, God can receive us as His children again.
这对咱世间人来讲是何等大的一个福音。
And so what a great news!
这是耶稣基督到世间的目的，代替咱世间人的罪。来牺牲，所以安尼，咱会当来成做上帝子子。
And this is the purpose of Jesus dying for our sin in this world, so that we can become God's children again.
所以安尼，咱会当在上帝国的内面享受甲上帝永远的同在。
So that we can enjoy that eternal union with God and God's kingdom.
将阿婆十字架。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
听我天父上帝，我感谢你的耶稣基督来面到世间来听我。
Our loving Father, we thank you that you love us through Jesus Christ, taking the form of flesh in this world.
在耶稣基督的来面，我条件来接纳我，我倒转到在你的面前，接受你的家人。
And that in, within Jesus Christ, you unconditionally accept us again so we could become your children again. We pray that the Holy Spirit could move us so that we could understand that unconditional love, so that we could respond by loving you back and returning back to you.
让我们教会的圣路易斯地区，伫遮会当真多你的光点，继续来引带侪侪我的同胞来归伫你的内
面。We pray that our church here in the St. Louis area continue to be your a light, so that we can bring more people to come to know you.
啊，恳求主的引带带领，啊，伫我一礼拜六，啊，要。后礼拜六要举行迎新的活动，唔忙安尼，阮来当一个真好 outreach 的机会，来邀请侪侪即留学生有机会来接触你的福音。
We also lift up the welcome party, the welcome potluck party coming in next Saturday, so that we could have a good outreach opportunity to bring more students to come to know you.
今日我们要召开修会，主要帮助我们的修会，当地在教会事务顶面，当做主你好会的仆人，啊，伫遮来通过我们所积累做做的遮个啊时间，将福音继续来传扬出去。
We also lift up the session meeting this afternoon, so we also all pray that we all have a servant heart, and through the discussions and ministry that we could continue to share the gospel.
啊！若要召开啊，建筑圣坛的筹备会，主你也完好来准备，也是一个真好机会来分享主你的福音。
We also lift up the preparation meeting for the Christmas program this year, and then use that as a good opportunity.
在我们今天中间，恳求主你继续来医治啊，伫啊 Kevin 伊下面神经可以完全的恢复，伊的健康伫你的面前。
And we also lift up Kevin, his facial paralysis condition, so that to really restore his health, so that he could continue to serve you.
在我们个人的顶面，有侪侪拄到各种无同款的困难，助力也拢在。我伫遮也担心，将我的困难摆伫你的面前，助力清除失温的舒服个带领。
And among us, we may all have different troubles, and you know all our troubles, and we lift all those things up to you. And grant us your peace in our hearts. Pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.